Everybody is so polluted. Mm. The waterways are polluted, and people depend on these water sources for drinking water and for recreation and other uses. Most of the people living in the communities where the oil is drilled, the river and the areas close to rivers, they are fishermen and farmers. And so directly you find that people who used to eat fresh fish, they have to depend on imported fish because the pollution of the water has poisoned the waters and driven the fishes away from the area and destroyed those who have remained. And so people have to, the means of livelihood. And this means that a lot of people don't have, cannot boast of the correct nutrition in their meals because they can't afford to purchase these fishes that are being imported. And so you have malnutrition. You have also pollution from heavy metals and other toxic things that goes with oil extraction. And so you have all manner of diseases in this area. And also, very important for me to state, that wherever the oil companies move into communities, they're moving with workers, moving with a lot of money.
Mm.
And so the local economy is distorted by this sudden influx of moneyed workers who don't only come with the money, but they come with diseases, sexually transmitted diseases, and other social ills. So you have the people being assaulted from so many different directions. Also, in association with oil extraction has been continuous gas flaring in the Niger Delta. And this gas, the gas that is being flared, is associated gas that comes with oil extraction. Usually what would be expected of the oil companies is to gather this gas and convert them to usable form or re-inject them into the wells. But what they do, which is cheaper for them, is simply to set the gas on fire. And this has got very direct impact on the environment. We have acid rain, and so roofs are being corroded, farms are being devastated, and of course also, you know, it all adds up to global warming and climate change, which brings double predicament to the communities. Because as the global weather is warming up, the sea level is rising, as we all know, and this oil producing belt is naturally subsiding. So the level is reducing, the level of the land is reducing gradually by the year, and the water level is rising because of these extraction activities of the oil companies, the flaring of the gas. And so the people are put at double risk.